steelhead fishing, but David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. While chatting with the big boss of our Sportsman Spotlight team, I found out Kelly Allen had gone fishing in the river behind his house in Walla Walla, Washington. Ever heard from a fisherman about the one that got away?
This last weekend we had good rainfall, and what usually happens is we'll get a good rainfall, which will push water down the river, and the steelhead, which will sit at the mouth of the river, will start coming up. So I thought, well, what the heck, I'm trying to figure out how I can catch a steelhead. So I'm fishing this little rift, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see something coming down through this run I'm fishing, and I go, oh no, it's a tree limb or something's in the water, I'm going to get snagged up. And sure enough, wham, I get snagged up. I think I'm snagged up on this tree limb that I thought just went by. And all of a sudden, oh no, it's going, it's moving. Oh, do I have a fish on? And it just takes off. It's just strong as heck. And I'm pulling on it. I pull the hook out and I go, ah. And then right then, off to my left, three heads pop up out of the water. And it's like, what the heck are these? Three river otters. And they're looking at me trying to think, what the heck are you? And so I had this great stare down with these three river otters. And pretty soon they just went down and swam off. And I'm sitting there going, wow. And I reel up my line in. And luckily I was using a smaller hook because it just bent the hook straight. So obviously I didn't do any damage to what I hooked, hopefully.
So one lucky river otter, who apparently was hooked by Kelly, got away, thankfully. Don't use that fly again.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.